Cora Currier, she is a reporter for ProPublica. She's joining us now to talk more a little bit about what's happening at Guantanamo Bay Detention Facility. Apparently, there is a major ongoing hunger strike. Could be as many as more than half the prisoners there actually refusing food. Cora, welcome to the program. Is that an accurate figure?
Yep. As of this week, the military counts 84 people on hunger strike. So that's almost half. There's 166 people total in the prison.
And why are they doing it?
Well, the alleged beginning of the strike started in early February when guards searched detainees' Korans, and the detainees said it was done in a disrespectful manner. The military disputes that. But at this point, that was in early February. This is now 3 months on, and at this point, just about everyone agrees that this is about much more than the Korans. It's become really a symbol of the indefinite detention in which the majority of these men are kept.
You know, the Constitution Project, and I know one of your reporters wrote about this 577-page scathing report that came out on the U.S. treatment of alleged terrorists, and including down in Gitmo. And it's an amazing report, specifically dealing with the Gitmo Detention Center on the island of Cuba. The government has claimed that nearly a third of the released detainees returned to terrorism, but the report says that Gitmo prisoners should not be counted as returning to the battlefield if they were never there in the first place. And then you got a former commander of the United States on Guantanamo telling the panel there that prepared this report that up to half of the detainees were mistakes. They were never terrorists in the first place.
Right. What you had in the very early days of the war, particularly in Afghanistan and on the border with Pakistan, you had people being swept up in a pretty huge dragnet. Hundreds of people, I think close to 700 people have been through Guantanamo since it opened. And so a lot of them were held only for, very briefly and released. There were hundreds of people released during George Bush's presidency. But you still have some people who have been in Guantanamo since, the beginning of 2002 with no formal charges brought against them. Some of them have been cleared for release for several years. But there have been a series of laws that Congress has put in place that make it extremely difficult for the Obama administration to move anyone either to trial in the U.S. or to release them to to a third country or their own country.
So it's basically indefinite detention, not being charged with a crime, not receiving a trial, and that's why they're protesting. So what's the solution? I mean, will this ever get resolved? Will there ever be any movement here as far as making any kind of changes? I mean, we know the president was adamant about closing Guantanamo. That seems to be all but forgotten now.
Well, the White House does say it's still committed to it. Every time, that the hunger strike's been brought up, they say, we're still committed to closing the prison. But they've dropped a lot of the visible signs of those efforts. The lawyers that I've spoken to at this point, they feel like the strike has, sort of metastasized into something, way beyond, a simple set of demands. But the lawyers that I've spoken to for the detainees do say it would make a difference if there was some movement on some of the most obvious cases for release.
Yeah, and, I want to mention that Barack Obama himself was opposed to creating any kind of a truth commission to get to the bottom of a lot of this right now. The Senate has done so, but their report on detainee treatment is still classified right now. And in the backdrop of all this, what is happening now with this hunger strike down in Gitmo, check out Cora Currier's stories at ProPublica. I also recommend you read one by Christy Thompson as well that you will find on this detainee report. Cora, thanks for joining us today. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
All right.